"Let me just run this by my lawyer" is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money. But are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
KFI AM 640. You're listening to the John and Ken Show on demand on the iHeartRadio app. We're on the air from 1 until 4 every day. And then after 4 o'clock, if you missed the show or parts of it, we're on the iHeart app, John and Ken on demand, the podcast, so you can catch up.
Yeah, don't make the mistake of downloading that iHat app. That's not going to get you to the John and Ken.
Well, it's a fine selection of hats, though. So it's not a complete.
What are you in the mood for today? A Ranger hat, a baseball cap?
The mood for a new hat.
My hat. I see the French are still protesting the change in pension rules.
Still?
They stormed the headquarters of the 2024 Olympic Games in Paris today. Stormed them.
All right, who are these people?
This is no violence, no damage.
This has got to be some anarchist group.
Several dozen hard-left trade union militants briefly occupied the building in northern Paris.
So this is their Antifa?
Yeah, I guess so. This is a much smaller crowd than showed up on May 1 when nearly 800,000 people protested. I think today about 200,000 people across the country were protesting.
I don't believe, based on my understanding of human nature,
yes,
that any young person could possibly get this angry for this long because their retirement benefits are going to come at age 64 instead of 62. I just refuse to believe it. That's a cover for some other subversive group that's trying to cause some kind of damage to civilization, like the groups we have here.
The signs read, "No retirement, no Olympics," and they claim if this continues, they'll show up next summer and disrupt the games if President Macron does not back down.
You know what?
This move to raise the retirement age.
Yeah, well, yeah. I would unleash the French military on them. Is there a French military?
There is a French military.
Or did they surrender permanently?
You're like making a World War II joke?
Uh-huh.
Wow, how old are you?
I wasn't alive for World War II.
I know that.
I just know they surrender a lot.
That makes it even more absurd.
Well, they do. They surrender a lot, don't they?
80 years ago, if you're talking, yeah. If you look at where France is geographically, they were between a rock and a hard place with these wars because they're very centralized, very easy, very tough to defend.
Yeah.
I'm not standing way up for the French military, but I'm just saying that was part of the problem for them during those years of World War One.
The Nazis ran the place for a while.
It was just like,
you know what today is?
Oh, today's
it's Normandy.
Yeah,
yes,
D-Day,
the Normandy invasion, D-Day. Yes,
that's 80. Is that
that's
80
right?
Years?
That's when we went to France and saved their ass.
Yeah.
Okay. So, see, it was an appropriate joke for this day.
Just short of 80 years. It was 1944, right? Yeah. All right, so the update here on the migrant situation, I do not know. I mean, I have sources, and I am checking my phone constantly, like Steve Gregory does. Sources. You know, always checking his texts, to see if another plane arrived of migrants.
A third plane?
No, I didn't say that. I'm just checking. I have sources which will send me the info as soon as a plane lands with migrants in or around Sacramento. Everybody's still up in arms. Usually this lasts, as the joke on our show is, 3 days.
Yes.
After that, everybody moves on to some other story.
Right.
There has been a development, though, in the migrant musical game of people. Remember last year, and we talked about this yesterday, they sent a bunch of migrants from Texas to Martha's Vineyard. There were 49 of them. Remember that story?
Yes.
At the direction of Ron DeSantis, the Florida governor. So again, this is one of those weird stories like the California migrants. They're being sent from Texas to another state, but at the direction of the Florida governor. And I think you pointed out that there's some agreement that the two governors have about sharing and doing stuff with these migrants. And
well, obviously, yeah.
We know that some states are sending National Guard people to Texas to help, but
DeSantis,
I don't know.
DeSantis is willing to do anything to keep a plane of migrants from landing in Florida. And so I believe he's offered money to finance these plane flights out of Texas to go somewhere else.
Okay.
And so they've decided to send them to all the sanctuary cities and states, which is appropriate.
I wonder if they interview them, and when so many migrants say, yes, I'd like to go to Florida, they call up DeSantis, and he goes, all right, let's work out a diversion plan. Instead of somewhere else. That's right.
Tell
What's
him
on the map today?
Tell him it's going to be Florida.
Well, I was looking at stories this morning, and I wondered what happened to the Martha's Vineyard story, because there were officials in Massachusetts who said, one said, I'm going to look very, very closely at charges in this case. And here we are almost a year later.
There are no charges. Oh, wait. Are you telling me that Rob Bonta and Newsom did not file kidnapping charges against DeSantis?
Well,
they sounded imminent yesterday.
We do have a sheriff recommending charges. However, it's not in Massachusetts. It's in Texas. And it's a sheriff that apparently has been known to be, let's say, philosophically opposed to most of Texas policies. Bexar Sheriff Javier Salazar.
Oh, well, hey, then maybe his county ought to be taking these people in. That's, you can do bus rides there.
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to charter planes.
No, maybe they already are taken in. I have to see what's in that county. I've never heard of it.
Bexar County.
Bexar County, Texas. He signed certificates for each of the migrants involved in the Martha's Vineyard incident so they'd be eligible for what is known as a U visa, available to victims of crimes, enabling them to provide information to authorities about illegal activity. So when he knew this was going to happen, he signed these U visas so they could turn around and get help because allegedly they're a victim of a crime. And again, the crime is they've been deceived. They didn't know where they were going, or they were told that there'd be jobs and a pot of gold. And Martha's Vineyard, something like that.
I can't believe Martha's Vineyard, all those very wealthy, woke people, very progressive, very liberal, not one of them wanted a single migrant to stay on the island. They chased him out like it was some kind of invasion.
Right, but they used that. They use their being upset over playing political games with migrants. They're angry politically over these governors.
They keep saying that. And what I like is DeSantis and Abbott keep sending the migrants, because who cares if if some politicians have these little hissy fits? It's like, well, you're using them as political pawns.
Because both sides are playing a great political game here to try to score points with the public just by their actions up front. People don't really know much about the details of the story, but they hear, they're either saying, all right, good. They're sending plane loads out because they're overburdened, or, oh, that's terrible. They're using them like political pawns.
I keep
hearing that phrase, political pawns.
No, what it is, it is exposing the hypocrisy of these flaming progressive a-holes, okay? They want everybody else to pay for them and take care of them. They want the migrants to be in other people's schools, other people's neighborhoods. other people's tax money. They want to spend other states' tax money on their stupid idea. Then when you send the migrants to their state to fill up their schools, their facilities, use their tax money, suddenly they're upset. I'm glad what DeSantis and Abbott is doing is fantastic. I could take either of those guys as president just based on this issue. Calling out the hypocrisy of these buffoons.
Apparently, this is such a vague story right now. We do not know whom could be charged or even what the charges are. But apparently, the sheriff in this county in Texas is recommending to the DA to bring some kind of charges. But this Washington Post story is a hoot. DeSantis, who recently made a technically challenged Twitter Spaces announcement to kick off his presidential campaign, there's a little kick in the shins there.
That's a progressive writing, yeah.
He's and right. The other part, the ritzy vacation town of Martha's Vineyard was not ready to receive an influx of people.
Was that
September.
The problem?
They used the term "not ready." Uh-huh. That's right.
So that's
they were caught by surprise.
That's why they deported him.
49 people was too many.
Right.
We're overwhelmed because it's still our summertime sort of
right
summer.
They were deported in less than 24 hours. That's what the Martha's Vineyard crowd did because they're cold and heartless and they're racist and cruel. They just don't want to admit it.
Does anybody know where they ended up?
No, nobody tracks these things.
They go to Boston? Do they go to some other?
I don't know. To me, since we're told they're coming from some terrible, violent conditions, right, where they're oppressed,
yeah,
they're wallowing in poverty, they're under constant physical threat, they're emotionally wasted. You're going to California. That's the promised land. At least it used to be. What's to bitch about here? I mean, isn't being in California better than being in Texas, better than being in New Mexico?
When we come back, there is another politician who is receiving migrants, in his opinion, too many of them, who's come up with a bold idea. We'll tell you what it is next. John and Ken, KFI, AM 640. We're live everywhere, the iHeartRadio app.
This is another one.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
On the radio, 1 till 4 after 4 o'clock. John and Ken on Demand, the podcast on the iHeart app to catch up.
All right, well, now we go to New York City first to talk about the migrant problem. They are receiving as many as 2,000 migrants a week from places such as Texas. And the mayor of New York City, Eric Adams, has made it clear, in fact, he went to the border to try to plead with people not to come to New York, that they are overwhelmed with this and finding it very hard to put them in a space. New York already shelters many of its homeless, even if it's poor and temporary. So where are they going to put all the migrants? They've actually been using school gyms. They've actually been using churches. But the newest idea is the best ever. And reminds me of a few years ago in L.A. County when they asked people to take in the homeless in their backyards. Well, that's what Mayor Eric Adams is asking New York City residents to do. Why don't you take in some migrants and we will compensate you? It's called the private residence plan.
I guess he doesn't know that idea failed in L.A.
He says there are residents now who are suffering right now because of economic challenges, and they have spare rooms. They have locales. And this way they can put some money in their pockets.
Take in a stranger, a migrant, and you have no idea about this guy's background. You don't know if he's on the run from the police, if he's got a criminal record, if he's been a terrorist, if he's been a child molester. You have no idea. Just take him in, see what happens. Nobody's going to do that.
Didn't give a lot of specifics, but the city is going to pay churches a nightly rate of about $125 for each asylum seeker, which is cheaper than the $380 it costs to put up a migrant household, including a family with kids or just single adults in one of the shelter hotels. So, the hotels aren't cheap because those are businesses that normally take in actual tourists and such and businessmen.
What am I missing here? How is that cheaper? If it costs $380 to put up a family with kids and it costs, $375 to put up three asylum seekers, that's the same price.
No, it's $125 for each asylum seeker. So if you only took in two, you're only going to get $250. That's lower than the $380 they have to give the hotels to put the family or even just a single person in one of the rooms. Sometimes it's just one. Yeah. Remember, we told you a lot of them are single males between the ages of 18 and 30. So that's who's getting housed.
You know,
despite you seeing all these stories about families We saw most of the migrants that were flown to Sacramento were all like single men between 18 and 30.
You know what?
Because they're coming here for the jobs.
You know what?
Right? A lot of them are.
The one thing he won't do, clearly this has overwhelmed their services, right? The one thing he won't do is have the city council pass a new rule, no more sanctuary. We are going to turn people over to ICE. That's what ends this problem. You start cooperating with ICE. Remember, the original sanctuary idea was we will not turn you over to federal immigration officials. And that's what they ought to do. And now, the feds aren't going to deport them, but maybe they'll get them reassigned to another state. What you're going to have to do is make this impossible for the migrants, the way you need to make being homeless in our streets impossible for them. You can't keep...
Well, that's not the administration we have now in D.C.
Are the idiots...
That's what Trump tried to do. That's not what Biden's people want to do.
But it's going to make the cities even more uninhabitable because Adams is out of room. And
well, these are Biden administration's own people running these cities. Too bad.
I know. But is he really going to sacrifice the city? He didn't want this. This is not his vision. This is not what he wanted to do with his days. So is he going to be a courageous politician and really take a stand against the Biden administration and try to stop this flow instead of trying to get the locals to take in a border? I mean, that's preposterous. It's going to be a failure because those programs are always fail. Nobody wants to take a stranger in, let alone somebody on the run from some far-off country. No one's going to do that.
No,
so I don't understand why everybody in the news media plays along as if this is a real idea, as if this is plausible, and then
because
everybody starts debating it.
Because they agree with welcoming the world into U.S.
But it's a
humanitarian crisis, they call it.
It's dead on arrival. It's a failure in moment one.
I don't think New York City's going to get a lot of volunteers.
No, there's hardly any. And they need thousands and thousands of volunteers. So these people aren't serious. Right. In fact, I think he suspended the rule in New York where everyone has a right to shelter, right? The homeless people are forced to take shelter.
Yes, he did suspend the rule because when they're running out of space, they're putting the migrants in there and they don't have room for all the homeless.
Okay.
So, yes.
So you're going to end up now with migrants and homeless now spilling out on the streets.
That is happening in some areas of the city, yes.
Your local school, the gymnasiums are filling up with migrants. Your local church is filling up with migrants living there. And a lot of these places are filled up. There's nowhere to go anymore inside the churches and the gyms. And the kids of school age are suddenly sitting in the classrooms. They don't speak English. So how long are the morons in New York going to put up with this? How long is Eric Adams going to try to cover it up with, I know, everybody can take in an illegal alien border. How about that? Well, we'll pay you. Stop it.
He's desperate. Now, New York City also made another move, not along the migrant lines, but along the junkie lines. They introduced their street vending machines that caters to drug users. You can get a crack pipe. You can get Narcan for overdoses. They put four of them in some of the city's most drug-infested neighborhoods. And they look just like a vending machine you would see. By the way, it's free, though. All you have to do is enter a zip code or something.
Of course.
And they ask you to please take only one of each item.
You know what? I saw the headline, and it said crack pipes. Okay, I get that. Narcan, yeah. Lip balm. And the lip balm is because...
I think it's just smoke... What's it because?
Because...
it can be used to smoke crack and crystal meth.
Right, I guess if you use a pipe, it burns your lips.
Oh.
Right, the crack pipe or the meth pipe.
Right.
See, it says it comes with a heavy stem pipe, a mouthpiece, and lip balm so you could smoke the crack and the crystal meth. And the city of New York, Eric Adams, the same fool, the same buffoon, is actually spending tax money so you could smoke crystal meth and crack on the streets. And keep your lips soft and supple.
But... if you OD, you can also take a pack of Narcan as a nasal spray. So far, no needles. They're thinking about the needles, but right now, no drug use needles are going to be in the machines.
They have some moral objection to needles?
I just think someone's going to go in there and take everything out to resell it.
Yeah, of course that'll happen. And that won't be prosecuted either. that these machines cost $11,000, and they're putting it in the most plagued area, the areas most plagued by drug overdoses.
This is the same thing as the homeless problem. These are the harm reduction idiots who think that this is the way to deal with the drug problem. Give them Narcan, give them everything they need to complete their drug use. That's horrible.
Do you think secretly they want to kill them off?
I tend not to believe that.
Yeah, but I'm starting to tend to believe it because everything they do is going to create more deaths. If you make it easy to smoke meth and crack.
They honestly think these people are going to come around.
Nah, I don't think they're that stupid. I think they actually want them to die. And this will accelerate the deaths. And they'll kill their way out of this problem.
All right, we got more coming up. John and Ken, KFI AM 640. We're live everywhere. iHeartRadio app.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year. Equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to think, I'm covered, no worries. Not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket costs are not covered by insurance. That can be a lot of money for your family. But how do you know you're not being overbilled? It's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Unless you're a billing expert, how do you know your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. When your medical claims come in, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix hidden errors so you pay only what you owe. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Bottom line, insurance alone isn't enough. To save, visit HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Father Radio from 1 till 4. After 4, the iHeart app for the John and Ken on-demand podcast so you can pick up what you missed.
The Moist Line is coming around again in 3 days. Here's an early heads up to get your messages in there. Use the iHeartRadio app. There's the microphone icon to leave a message directly. Call the toll-free number, available for many years. 1-877-MOIST-86, 1-877-664-7886. More on Metro violence after 2 o'clock. Steve Gregory's here with the latest numbers on attacks on Metro drivers. We know, of course, about that terrible stabbing in the Valley a couple of weeks ago. I hope that guy's all right. There haven't really been any medical updates on that driver. Remember, they arrested a 17-year-old for stabbing him, and they're not telling us much else because he's 17, so we can't talk about the case. That was the update I saw a couple of days later. Because he's 17, everything's sealed. He's a minor. You're not allowed to know anything. So we'll see what Steve Gregory has to tell us.
We wouldn't want to harm his reputation now. Jeez.
Now we go to Sacramento for more taxes. This one is actually playing under the radar, even though it already passed the state Senate. It is a tax on short-term rentals. It is another foolish attempt by Sacramento legislators to address what they call the affordable housing crisis by simply grabbing more money, building more bureaucracies, and throwing more money at the problem. To quote an old cliche, Monique Limon, a Santa Barbara Democrat, has proposed this bill, and it's big, a 15% tax on short-term rentals.
Airbnb
that
style.
That seems enormous.
Airbnb-style rentals. So if you rent
Airbnb is, of course, the prime company involved.
Sure, there's other companies.
VRBO is another big company.
Right, but Airbnb is like Kleenex now or Coca-Cola.
They are the one everyone refers to. People even use that expression, just Airbnb it.
Right.
Because it's so common.
It's become a verb. So we're talking an enormous amount of money. Your rental properties, right, your property, you decide you're going to rent it out to people short term through these services. Now there's 15% tax.
On top of what you pay for local occupancy taxes. There are already taxes on short-term rentals, but this is the state grabbing another 15%. Unbelievable.
And it's going to go into the toilet. The entire housing industry, this affordable homeless housing industry, whatever you want to call it, is a racket and a scam. It just enriches developers, contractors who are politically connected, people with these fake nonprofits. It's all a scam. They're not going to build any meaningful housing with all this money.
Because they're estimating $150 million annually. How much could that build? Statewide? They couldn't make a dent in anything.
If Garcetti's involved, it would be about 5 apartments.
Even if the average home were $500,000, think about how small a dent that is. They're going to use it to build or rehabilitate low and middle income housing.
No, they won't. They won't do
it. Oh, no, it's just another money grab. Stuff they can put in the coffers.
But it's too small a group, people who are renting out their apartments or their homes. It's too small a group. They don't have any political muscle to stop this.
Right. Well, Airbnb is starting to rally its hosts to oppose the bill, saying it'll hurt the local tourism economy. I mean, there are people, I imagine, this didn't help with trying to find housing in California, that realize with the advent of short-term rentals, I'll buy a home, and then all I'll do is short-term rent it out all the time. And you can probably easily surpass the mortgage payments by grabbing them, because short-term rentals are pretty expensive, some of the, especially if it's in a good location. Just to rent a place for 3 nights.
There's no question that the whole concept of Airbnb has restricted the availability of apartments and homes because
for first time home buyers, especially
because now all these places are taken off the market maybe forever, and if you've got the money, it's easy for you to scoop up some extra properties, convert them to short-term rentals, and make a good profit on it. Well, you're not going to have families living in those homes anymore.
Right. It's all just landlords and short-term tenants. Right. They're like hotels.
Right. Yeah. So maybe there's some legislation, or actually it should be done locally on a town-by-town basis or a neighborhood-by-neighborhood basis to decide how much Airbnb you're going to put up with. But
they tried that in my town, but they gave up because they realized they couldn't enforce it.
Maybe unenforceable anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. But what This is a complete miss because it's just grabbing money and flushing it down the black hole of corrupted government.
Oh, well, here's the proof. The short-term rental tax would fund grants for public entities and nonprofit providers to create affordable housing projects. So they'll grab the money. They'll spend like more than half of it on overhead. They'll build a few simple structures and say, oh, what a great tax.
Well, what was the story we had yesterday? What was the big scam? Yeah. People applying to community colleges under fake names.
Oh, ghost students, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, fake names, and then getting...
Oh, no, they're actually real names. They were stealing people's ID data and putting it in there as a pretend student.
Right, but it wasn't their name.
Because remember, there's some 65-year-old guy in Orange County. He's like, I never even heard of that college.
Right.
I went there? No, you didn't.
Right, so they're doing identification theft, and they're using somebody else's name in order to go to community college
and get access
to grant money. And then we know about all the fraudsters involved with the Employment Development Department, all that COVID unemployment money, So this is another version of that. These nonprofits in the homeless industry or the affordable housing industry, they're fraudulent. They're there just to rip off the government. If they're doing it at community colleges and they're doing it for unemployment benefits, you know they're doing it for these huge streams, billions of dollars of tax money that's supposed to help the homeless and the affordable housing market. You know that this is about.
Here's where I come down. I believe the laws of supply and demand are not perfect, but I like the market system overall. What I don't think ever works is the government, a bunch of nonprofits stepping in, setting up a huge bureaucracy, grabbing a bunch of tax money and saying, hey, we can solve the problems. Just give us hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. And it all ends up being swept up in the overhead. That's what we see happen. That's why we call it the homeless industrial complex. That's basically what's happening to those billions that are being spent by the state of California. They're going to all the middlemen and they're not going to the bottom line homeless.
And I think that's by
design.
Who
often refuse some of the help anyway because they don't like the rules, the regulations, or some other problem.
I mean, I think it's by design because after all these years, you really have to be as dumb as a box of rocks not to realize that all these housing programs don't work. You must know that by now. I mean, this is decades of these failed policies, which means if you're still supporting it, you're doing it to enrich yourself and enrich your politically connected buddies. It's got to be that. You can't sit there and say, oh, I'm doing it because I want to do good for the community. You know it doesn't work. You've been dealing in failures for decades.
When we return, let's hear it for testosterone.
All right.
Where do you hear this study? Some of it comes from Japan, but also there's a big story about young men in the United States and testosterone levels. John and Ken, KFI AM 640, live everywhere, iHeartRadio app.
You're listening to John and Ken on demand from KFI AM 640.
Well, the headline is a new report shows a spike in attacks on Metro bus drivers and train operators. Maybe not a surprise. Steve Gregory will have much more detail on this and will join us at 2:05 on the John and Ken show. It is called in Japan Hikikomori. Hikikomori. And this is the fact that there are an estimated 1.5 million people, most of them young men, who in Japan live in complete isolation. They're not looking for a job. They're not interested. They're prime working age. There's a belief that in the U.S. we have about 7 million of these men. And according to
Seven million?
Yeah, the U.S. is much bigger. Well, we're not that much bigger.
That's a lot of guys sitting home. Wow. What a generation.
A work carried out by some academics at a university in Japan found that one of the, and they call it a metabolic signature, among these young men in Japan is low testosterone levels. Now, many people have felt for years that men that sit home and play video games and watch porn are probably part of a toxic male society that might have too much testosterone. But they actually believe that low testosterone levels can leave you depressed and antisocial. And that means you're just not going to engage with society. So you're going to retreat to the basement and eat junk food and play video games and watch porn and just sit there night and day. Apparently, the belief that toxic masculinity
is actually... You know, I hate that term. That is one of the stupidest terms in the history of stupid woke terms. toxic masculinity? Is there toxic femininity? Is there excessive estrogen?
No, women are very kind and gentle.
Yes, we are.
There's no such thing.
Actually.
Really?
Yeah, no, not really.
No.
Not all.
All right, they can be catty and cruel.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
That's some kind of ism, too.
But
there's not even a name for it.
Certainly by a landslide, men commit more violent acts.
Yes, but we're born with the testosterone. We can't fix that any more than you can fix skin color.
Well, they actually found in this study that levels of testosterone do not make you, especially if you have higher levels, doesn't make you aggressive or violent.
If you have too much?
Yeah, you're not aggressive or violent necessarily, right? I don't know if what's too much. You may just have a high level.
That is a side effect some guys are injecting testosterone, you know, over the years.
That could be a problem.
Yeah. But
apparently the other problem with low testosterone, you could have something called hypogonadism, brain fog, poor memory and focus, and a lack of mental clarity. I thought that's pot use.
Maybe all the pot use.
Or long-term COVID. I don't know anymore.
Maybe the pot use leads to your testosterone drop, because a lot of these basement goons are stoned on pot all day when they're doing their video games and their isolation. And that really sucks the drive out of you.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of that. If you're sitting there in the basement, right, using pot, because that's another thing that's pretty common among young guys that hang out.
Here's the testosterone gives men drive. It drives their ambition. That's a good thing. It makes them competitive. That's a good thing. You know, there's a lot that's been built in the world that is good that comes from the testosterone and drive of men.
Then how come,
obviously.
But successful women don't have testosterone, so what's driving them?
I think some women have higher testosterone than others, yes.
Like I said.
There's been a few I wanted to do a test on. I think they score very well.
Another problem with low testosterone could be something called gynecomastia, and that means you could have larger breasts. If you have low testosterone, you're at increasing risk of developing this condition, which includes noticeably larger breasts.
Well, it seems like staying in the basement just doesn't...
I thought that's just being overweight.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of overweight guys, but not all of them have large breasts. It's just the way the fat accumulates in your...
Yeah.
Like, a lot of guys have a big stomach, right?
The hormones really have a lot of an effect on everything.
Now,
if you have a shortage or an excess of it.
Right.
And it's you're talking, there's 7 million people who are young guys who are basically not working. Because this would explain something we're always puzzling about. How come we have so many job openings? We've got this low unemployment rate. Like, where did all the workers go? Because in the unemployment rate, they only count people looking for work. So I'm wondering, these 7 million aren't looking for work, so they're not counted as unemployed, even though they are. Mm-hmm. And they're the 7 million that should be filling all these job openings, because there's 10 million job openings. And they're not. They've just disassociated from the workforce and are living off their parents.
We also did this story a few months ago. For some reason, among younger males, and I think it's worldwide, there just seems to be lower testosterone levels. It's something that's just happening genetically over the generations. They're puzzled by why that's happening too. But that could explain why the younger males are withdrawing.
Veganism.
I knew you were going to say that.
You're going to blame veganism.
Something. It's got to be. I bet you it's something in the diet.
It's something in the meat.
No. Meat makes you...
There's the turnaround.
Meat makes you strong and aggressive.
Makes you very aggressive, right? Yes. Meat eaters are very violent.
It's the hormones in the meat.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, we'll be joined by Steve Gregory about this new report that shows a spike in attacks on Metro bus drivers and the train operators. John and Ken Show, KFI AM 640, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app.
Deborah Mark live in the 24-hour KFI newsroom.
Hey, you've been listening to the John and Ken Show. You can always hear us live on KFI AM 640, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and of course, anytime on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.